Welcome, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Be Real Entertainment and Sports Spit presents Knockout Kings, the podcast. Yes, sir. For those that didn't get a chance to watch the fight, I seen it. The fight last night. The fight was between Devin Haney and Ryan Garcia. So your boy Devin and Ryan, they got it on. And it was better than what I thought it was gonna be. That was a good fight, y'all. If you missed it, you missed a good one. So hey, I chronicled a little bit of it, you know what I'm saying? So I got it like almost round by round. I was kind of scoring the fight just to see, like, on my scorecard who would have won or who won. And you know, it was a Golden Boy production with Oscar and B-Hop. And you know, B-Hop and Ryan Garcia father kind of had a little verbal sparring back and forth, but you know, that's neither here nor there. So you already know who B-Hop probably was wanting to win. It was Devin Haney's first title defense of the super lightweight belt. I think it was the WBA. Yeah, it was the WBA super lightweight belt. Now, Ryan Garcia didn't make the weight, so Ryan couldn't have won the belt. If he won the fight, he wasn't going to get the belt. But if Ryan Garcia won the fight, Devin Haney's belt would become vacant, and he'd no longer be that super lightweight champ, WBA. So the belt wasn't at stake. Ryan just missed a weigh-in by like 3 pounds, but I think he probably did that on purpose. I think that was some tactical type of things, because he probably didn't care about the belt. He just wanted to beat Devin Haney. You know, they fought 6 times in the amateurs. They split it 3-3. This was basically the tiebreaker and the one that really counted. You know, so Ryan came into the fight talking real, real big and reckless. I mean, he was talking about he wanted his head, no Diddy. He was talking about he was wanting to do bad things to Devin. How he was talking, he had to come into the fight and do his thing. Devin was talking too, but Devin wasn't talking just reckless. Ryan was talking reckless. Everything that Ryan had going on was kind of reckless. If you don't know if it was a ploy or strategy, either one. Ryan was trying to get Devin, I said, to take him lightly, like, oh, dude, head ain't in the fight. You know, I don't have to really train as hard, because he ain't going to be in it when it comes down to the championship rounds. He going to want to quit. And Devin probably was counting on that. But that wasn't the case. That was not the case. The first round, Ryan pressed early. He was pressing him. You know, when they first came out, the first punch that Ryan threw wobbled Haney. Devin was kind of shook. I was like, oh, okay. Okay. But then after that, Devin kind of shook it off. And I say Ryan missed an opportunity in that first round to get that knockout. But Devin shook it off and he came back and established his jab in that first round. It ain't no doubt that I would say Ryan Garcia won that first round. He won the first round. CompuBox stats, 9 power punches to 0, Ryan. Haney didn't land no power punches. Ryan landed 9 of them. Haney just was getting his jab on. You know, he was trying to establish his jab. And then the second round, Haney pumped a jab. That round two wasn't too eventful, but Haney established that jab. And I say that Haney won that second round, because it was like 16-1. Haney was hitting him with that jab. You know, he kind of shook off them cobwebs from the first round. And then the third round, Haney threw a nice hook. He made Ryan stumble in that third round, you know, and he still kept that jab out there. But he caught him with a nice one. And Ryan kind of, I guess that woke him up if he was asleep or whatever, because that second round he didn't really do too much in that second round. But Haney connected with a nice one. Haney won that round. And then Ryan landed a nice right hand. Devin, he damn near dropped him with that right hand. He damn near dropped Devin with that right hand in round 4. Devin continued to jab him. And Devin outworked him in round 4. Devin won round 4. Devin seemed to take back control of the fight. Devin still was pressing the fight, landing punches. Ryan kept clutching, not really wanting to fight. At this time, I'm thinking like, Ryan, he ain't finna He ain't finna win it if he continued to do what he was doing, because he was clutching. He wasn't trying to engage, and he wasn't fighting back, really. Haney won the fifth round. Haney winning these rounds, right? Ryan came out in the sixth round. Ryan came out with a flurry. Some punches landed, some punches didn't. But then Devin got Ryan running, but Ryan landed a nice punch. Ryan won round six. He stumbled him. He just, I ain't gonna say he stumbled him. He shook him. It was just a solid punch that Devin was like, whoa. He wasn't ready. He was not ready. And then in the seventh round, Ryan dropped his ass. Ryan dropped him. But when Ryan dropped him, he didn't win it. He didn't win this round 10-8 because the referee was trying to break him up. And in the midst of the referee trying to break him up, Ryan hit him. So the referee took a point. He took a point from that. Ryan won the seventh round, right? He won the seventh round. Devin got up. He, at this time, Devin is clutching. Devin is ducking his head. I think Ryan let that moment get away again. But Devin shook it off and kept pressing him. Devin just kept coming forward. You know, like, he felt his power, but he didn't run from it. He did do a lot of clutching, though. But he didn't run from him. He stayed pressing him. I say the eighth round was a draw to me. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't all that eventful. But then the ninth round, Ryan kept turning his back and clinching. I'm like, man, dude, finna lose this fight. Because Devin was still up on points, even though Ryan had dropped him. But like I said, when Ryan dropped him, it wasn't a regular 10-8 round. It was a 9-8 round, because the referee took a point from Ryan. Y'all got to remember that. Like I said, Devin won round 9. Round 10, Ryan dropped him again. He dropped him again in the 10th round. Devin kept ducking and holding. Ryan almost dropped him again with a left hand. Ryan won the 10th round, 10-8. That was the one round that he won 10-8 so far. Devin's legs was wobbly with airy power punch. And Ryan dropped him again in the 11th round. For the third time, that round was another 10-8 round. Devin's mouth was busted up. He was looking like he was in a fight. And he just had this look on his face like he was in disbelief and shock. But Ryan just kept, you know, he dropped him two times to this point. Or three times. Because he dropped him again in the 10th and in an 11th round. I don't think Devin, he never really recovered from that first round when Ryan caught him and kind of rocked him a little bit. But in the 12th round, Ryan started running, and I'm like, man, this guy, he gonna lose this fight, because he felt like he had the fight won already, because he dropped him three times. But if you still look at the scorecard, Devin had a lot of rounds on his side, even though he had the two 10-8 rounds and the one 9-8 round. I definitely felt like Ryan should have did a little bit more, so it wouldn't really go to the judges and be in the judges' hands. But he decided to run. He decided to showboat. And it almost cost him. It really almost cost him. Devin won the 12th round. And at the end of the fight, Devin didn't even want to shake his hand. Devin was like, I don't want none of that. Devin was mad. Devin was definitely mad. But the judges had it for Ryan Garcia. Ryan won on a majority decision. One of the judges had Devin winning. One of them, and I could see that. I could see there it being a tie, a draw, because Devin had some rounds in the bank on his side. But yeah, they got it right. Majority decision. Ryan Garcia. Ryan was happy. Devin Haney's father. I ain't never seen him humble, but he was humble after that fight. You know, he was talking. He wanted a rematch, but I don't really know if a rematch is what's in store or a rematch is warranted, because it was clear that Ryan punished him, you know what I'm saying, knocked him down three times. Was it because of the three extra pounds? Nobody don't know, but he came in overweight. He didn't win the belt. He won the fight, and it was speculation. It was said by one of the announcers that Ryan bet $2 million on himself to win. So if he did that, he won, You know, he won big, plus he won his purse. That was a good fight. I don't think Devin would be ready for a Tank. Devin, he wouldn't be ready. That's why he was running from Tank. That's why he kept moving up and he didn't want to face Tank. But I can see why. Because Devin looked it like he was beat up. Ryan didn't look beat up. In the press conference, the post-press conference, Ryan, he didn't have a mark on him. So that let me know that Devin don't really punch hard, or he wasn't able to punch hard. Ryan was doing his version of the shoulder roll, if that's what you want to call it. I call it the turtle, because all he did was just turn his back and duck his head and cover up. Devin was getting mad for a minute because he couldn't get to him. I call it the turtle because that's all he did was show his back. And Devin just got to get himself together. He'll be back, but I don't know if he's definitely not one of those elite fighters. I can't get that to him. He's definitely not one of those elite fighters. I don't see him. He wouldn't even beat Pitbull. Aesop Cruz, he'll beat him. He'll knock him out because Devin will keep coming, and Aesop would knock him out just like he did Rolly Romero. He'll knock him out. I know he don't want none of Shakur. I think Shakur outboxing. I'm not sure how much power Shakur got, but I think Shakur would outbox him. Yeah, Shakur definitely would outbox him, in my estimation. Hey, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I said what I said. I ain't going to go back and forth with you. Hey, that was a good fight, though. But the fight that everybody really want to see is Tank and Frank. Gervonta Davis versus Frank Martin. That's the real fight. That's the real fight coming up. I just hope to see it. So, from this fight, the total punches was Ryan with 106 to Devin Haney's 87. The punch that was kind of lopsided. Well, I ain't going to say really... almost 20 more punches. I ain't gonna say lopsided, but the punch status was in Ryan's favor, 106 to 87. We got to see what's up with Ryan next, and we got to see what Devin gonna do. You know, he definitely gonna be back. Hey, this is the Knockout Kings podcast, and I'm your boy Jay Maurice. If you dispute anything that I had to say, leave a comment in the comment section. Let me know, and I go back and forth with you. All right. Peace.
He's a fucking clown. Him and his family. Are you going to show up on April 20th? No comment. Ryan, are you going to be there? Or are you going to go on your phone?
You quit the world. Can you take a knee and quit like a bitch? Motherfucker need some coke to talk. You need some alcohol to talk. This fuck motherfucker sound dumb as fuck.
Are you having a panic attack over there, Ryan? What's going on?
Listen,
Ryan might retire before we even get to the fight, so I'm not really fucking...
Ryan Garcia is a C-level fighter. He got a big name, but, you know, I'm an A-plus fighter. I'm going to go in there and beat him down. I'm going to show him that I'm just on a totally different level. I'm just way better. It's a mismatch. You know, I'm levels above this guy.
Is he getting knocked out?
Yeah.
And I'm on a different level. I'm that elite. I'm that next. Ryan is good, but I'm that next... that next level. And I don't think that Ryan has got much better since the amateurs. Of course he got bigger, of course he got stronger. The world is gonna see me beat down Ryan Garcia, get him out of boxing.
I have a book for Ryan Garcia today, Psychology for Dummies. What I'm sending Devin to do to him shouldn't be on TV. Devin is coming to do bodily harm to him.
I want the world to give me my just due when I smash this motherfucker. I meet you in the center.
What the fuck? Come to the center. All right, we'll go to the center of the ring. We'll see what you do. Bro, nobody's worried about that. Go run. Go fucking go to the center. Do whatever the fuck you want. I'm going to hunt you down. I'm going to fucking knock you out. I'm going there and just fuck this man up. You don't understand. I'm going to fuck him up. I'm strong.
Fear coming in your mouth like a bitch, dog. I put my dick in your mouth, bitch. Hey, pause, no dealing.
Come Saturday, this boy gonna pay for all that shit that he done did. I promise you that.
Well, Ryan wants to weigh in right now. Champion undefeated, Devin Haney. The two fighters before you have met before in the amateur divisions. They are 3 wins each.
Hey, enough of that funny business. We gotta fight tomorrow, man. Fuck.
I'll end this. Get him out of boxing. It's over.
You want that center of the ring? Let's fucking do it. I'm gonna knock him out and everybody's gonna be cheering. Watch.